Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The price for our salvation. Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has gone our own way. And yet the Lord has laid on Jesus the sin of us all. When my wife was alive, one of our favorite things was to eat out at a restaurant or when we were traveling and stopping for a meal. Observing a family as they went through the menu, and you could almost sense they were counting the pennies and how much it was going to cost to feed their family. And it brought a sense of warmth to our memory as we thought of the many times our own family would go through the menu and try to cut costs and look at our bank balance and know just how much we could spend for the meal. We would call the waitress over and say, do not make a point of it, but do not take a bill to their table. Bring the bill to our table. We want to pay, but don't let them know who is paid. Then as they finished their meal and kept waiting and waiting and finally calling the waitress over to their table and receive from her lips the fact that the price had been paid. Their meal cost them nothing. But it cost us what they had eaten. Oh, what a small price it paid to bring joy to that family. And we could very indiscreetly watch as they would look around the cafe that they were in and try to find out who had paid their bill. Since my wife has gone to be with the Lord, there have been times when I was in the line of a grocery store, and especially when I would see a young woman, and she had a large cart of groceries, and I could tell just by her attitude that she was trying to make as much of her money stretch as possible. And I thought about the things that she had purchased. It was something that I could imagine my wife would purchase as she had shopped for our family and try to cut as much as she could from the budget to pay for the meals that would be represented in the grocery cart. And I would somehow get the word to the cashier to let her know that the bill had been paid. And I would pay the bill for her. And she would look around trying to find out who had paid. It didn't matter. Someone had paid the bill. She didn't know who, but she knew it had been paid. You know, the price for our salvation has been paid. There's nothing we can do to pay for what has already been paid. All we can do is be thankful. The price for salvation for a man who was on a cross was death. And yet, facing death, the man next to him, he suddenly realized, had the gift of life if he would only receive it. That thief who was being executed that day on the cross suddenly realized the Savior of the world was being crucified next to him. And with perhaps one of the last exercises of his life, he spoke the words, "Please remember me when you come into your kingdom." It was a word or words from his heart, recognizing that the one who was crucified next to him was the Savior of the world, who was about to die for his sins. And he knew that he needed his sins to be forgiven. And those words, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," was all that was needed for him to receive eternal life. The price for our salvation is a willingness to allow the Lord to pay the price for our salvation. If you have never done that, I urge you to do that immediately before you do anything else. The words are not as important as the desire of your heart. The word says if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Open your heart right now to receive Jesus Christ by personal invitation in order that you might obtain an abundant entrance into God's heavenly kingdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful salvation that you have given us. And Lord, the price was terrible, but the salvation is wonderful. We have been given the opportunity of experiencing eternal life with you. What joy it will be when we see our loved ones, but even greater joy will be when we see you, the one who loved us enough and so much that you gave your life for us. We didn't deserve it, but how critically we need it. Guide us and direct us throughout the days of our life. Might we share our life with others around us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.